This episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. You know that one friend who always finds the best travel deals, picks the right cards, and somehow ends up in first class for the price of economy? Smart Travel is like that friend, but in podcast form. They cover all things travel finance, like how to get real value from points and not just a tiny reward at checkout, the smartest ways to book flights without playing the guess the cheapest day game, and how to avoid paying for upgrades you won't use. Travel smarter and spend less with help from NerdWallet. Follow Smart Travel wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode. And we are back on the Butang content for another local interview. In this episode, I'm coming to you from rural Bhutan, where I had the privilege of sitting down with Amma Om, who owns a homestay tucked away in a small village outside Hunuka. So Amma Om's homestay is a traditional homestay, and Amma Om, who owns it, has been welcoming guests into her home for over a decade. And what she offers goes far beyond a place to sleep. So this is about family, farming, food, faith, Buddhist beliefs, and also what a traditional homestay offers for you for your trip in Bhutan. And most of all, what they love the most is the karmic connections, the idea that people don't arrive in our lives by accident. So with the help of a translator, Amma Om shares her story, what daily life is like in the village, why hosting guests bring her so much joy, and why staying in a homestay like hers offers a glimpse into a traditional way of life in Bhutan that is slowly disappearing with modernization. So this conversation did remind me of why I travel. It's not just about places, it's about people, the quiet moments, local connections, local life, and honestly, memories that will last with you after you leave. And I really want to come back to Amma Om's homestay, so we'll do next time I go to Bhutan. I will say, in this interview, I do have a bit of a ropey voice. I was suffering from a cough and battling the cold a little bit, but I try not to cough as much as possible throughout the entire interview. So let's get into it. This is my conversation with Amma Om, and she really is the most sweetest, kindest human being that you'll ever meet. One of my favorites. And I just want to say, when I left the next morning, a little bit emotional, gave her a hug, and I did promise I will return with people alongside me next time when I come to Amma Om's homestay. If you want more information about the homestay, head to the show notes, click the link. They have a website and they also have an Instagram page. And more importantly, if you want to add it to your itinerary, Breathe Bhutan are the main guys who provide her with business for her homestay. So if you book with those guys, Breathe Bhutan, they will definitely add it in to the itinerary if you ask for it. And I'm sure you will, because why not? It's a great experience. I milked a cow. I had a hot stone bath. I made some cheese, made some butter, had traditional food, and got to help out with the cooking in the home, as you'll hear in the interview. So let's get straight into it. This is my interview with Amma Om at her homestay called Amma Om's Homestay. Welcome to the Winging It Travel Podcast, your weekly ticket to the world, dropping every Monday and hosted by me, James Hammond, proudly part of the Voyascape Network. This is a travel podcast that throws out the itinerary and dives straight into the raw, real, and unpredictable essence of global exploration, chasing moments over milestones, those spontaneous encounters, immersive sounds, and unforgettable stories. Whether I'm hiking up volcanoes in Guatemala, or camping under the stars in British Columbia. I've met incredible people, seen breathtaking places, and collected unforgettable stories. I now get to share them with you alongside some of the most diverse and well-traveled guests from around the world. Expect engaging conversations that bring fresh perspectives and inspiring travel tales. There are also raw, reflective solo episodes where I share personal insights, practical tips, and honest stories from the road. This is a podcast for travelers, dreamers, backpackers, and anyone who's ever thought, "What if I just went for it and traveled?" If you're looking for stories to tell, tips to share, and experiences to inspire, then you're in the right place. There's so much travel content coming your way, it might just spark that trip you've been dreaming about for years. You can find Winging It and more fantastic travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com. The link is in the show notes. Let's go and explore the world. Hello, welcome to this week's episode. I'm with Amma Om Homestay, which is in Punaka in Bhutan. And I have the privilege of interviewing the owner of the homestay. And I've got a translator with me by the name of Parbati.
Hello. Parbati Kashmir.
Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. So my first question is the introduction. Can she introduce herself?
She's saying that her name is Chimeongwu, and but she is famously known as Amoom.
Okay.
The homestay was started from, I think, about 13 to 14 years. It's located at Gumagewak. The village name is Jawana. It's under Gumagewak.
Okay.
This much.
And how long has she lived here?
Yes.
아니 침디 배우신 나다 침디 로던다메 나 아니 나 나베라키 고메바 땡아키 게이로데 아니 침디 제접메 틀레 아니 침디 접베 틀레가기로 어 숨추소가 되실람다 틀레 아니 탑자디 탭다 틀레 찹사 잡 아니베 잡지
This house was belong it's almost third generation. Including her, it's fourth generation. And yes, she used to build fourth generation.
Yeah.
She was born here only. Then when she is 35,
yeah.
The kitchen was newly built.
Wow, so she's been here quite a while. Okay, and what's her favorite thing about having guests come to stay?
She said that
when the guests come from far away, the place was in the forest and it's really far.
A white scarf that you wore earlier.
Yeah.
And basically, she's saying that she lives in the middle of the forest. And whenever a guest come here to stay or visit or look at the activity she's doing, she feels some kind of joy in her heart, as if like a karmic connection that has brought guest and a mom together.
Yeah.
So it gives some kind of happiness and joy in her heart to host them in her home.
Oh, it's amazing. And how did she rate my cooking skills?
Eh, cooky ani sabji disu to wanwe be una ani lejimbe ani ngari alu suda chika ani labe do zumbe sonang ani be ume ni puna ombe ngada chika ani shigo disu be be ani dedu zumbe ani no samme cooky ani labe thang disu ta cooky ani
Your cooking, she used to say that if she have able to score the mark, if she was able to give you a mark, it's 10 out of 10.
She's when, too kind.
Yeah, when you are cooking, she said she feel like with... she used to stay feel like you staying with your with her son
or something. Okay.
You cook very well. You cut the vegetables very well.
She is too kind. Thank you so much.
You know how to cut properly.
Oh yeah, yeah.
She's saying you know like you can handle knives nicely,
yes.
As she was telling you earlier also that. Yes, of course, some guests take interest in cooking, but they are very poor at handling knives.
Yeah.
So she also saying that you are very curious to learn new things and she felt happy to teach also because some they don't show interest and for the host also it's not very like, interesting to teach also. So she's saying that You have a curiosity to learn and you are quite helpful in case of working in the kitchen.
Yeah, I was going to say, I actually think a homestay, you should help out. Like traditionally, when you stay in a homestay, in my mind, you help with cooking, farm work, cleaning. That's what it generally is, right? So that's why I offered because I think that's what you should offer, personally. Yeah. Can you ask how important Breathe Bhutan is to providing guests and business to her?
Breathe Bhutan?
Yeah.
And the Lomo Breathe Bhutan will come to Chulukas here, Aseme, Kadem Chiani Dugas.
The Breathe Bhutan, the Kadem Chikongi Gimonina Gutsu Beshle, Tengalu did it. Name Sime Kashua game, do it, and I say, Minavikalu Anim Chi Sago Tarem, Nalu, Konda Chikanim, Mabewachim, Anim Chigame, or Missobo. Tele konging alu job churbe be ngai rui bulu pa gyu mani be ondo sam nangara pa ki ke me lam tharing ani be beru tele ngem de su beru kadem ti chen runal mam se me gawa da to ki nem se me gato to be ju bo na tele ngare nem se me ni ngera be te ani bit butan lo nem se me ni kadi gaso bombera yu
she is very thankful to Breathe Bhutan. She was very proud to say that she have guests, she have more guests. Whether the road is horrible or something, the guests are coming. Most we receive a guest from Breathe Bhutan.
Yep.
So she was proudly say that Breathe Bhutan is the best for her.
Okay.
She used to, every time the more guests is from the Breathe Bhutan.
Yeah.
Then.
Okay, and can you ask her what her daily life is like outside of the homestay?
Nin kachlo ataragi lade kadeve mo selab lo chugi kachlo chi khala pai labe anzube
te gem mom gi tisena dinga chirgi sanam gi lade sube do te ani shingila satsushi sabji gi lare be tele nogi yore be tele mam di maje ni chim kurcha metode su chu tele te ani sashi thelu kuli ani su tem tem na lu chu pa li lu ani zungila be be te ani be ka chilo deni ringa chara shashap te umali wa ani mchi be dira divi.
Apart from hosting guests at home, she says that her daily life would be farming.
Yeah.
Basically, their livelihood, apart from running homestay, their livelihood is done through farming also. She has a paddy field, she has orchards, yeah. She has a cow. So she would be taking care of the cattle and cleaning the surrounding, planting trees and gardening. She also grow vegetables. They don't have to buy from the market.
Yeah.
And that's how their life in village is, she's saying. Sometimes she goes to Thimphu, where her son and daughter lives there.
Okay.
But she goes there to for her medical checkups and all.
Yes.
When there's no guest and no work at field. So she visits Thimphu twice or thrice after 2 to 3 months for checkup. And sometimes she also goes for a pilgrimage.
That was actually my next question with her family. I guess they live away from this house, right? And all in Thimphu, is that right?
Ngagi pungi pungi da pumchi. The pudding in the Thimphura is pubom di jungi labeo. Tele puchung shori beo chin ane turzam gi gumke di ukhoi. Tele pum di di toto Australia jo be do tu de chiasiro mo pa joni se. Tele puchung shori gi pum di Australia yasi toto modi kilas chutam brangi. Eida chika payase. Tele nalu tabu be ochin te nga che sumde. Te kong alungi di tare istu chuti be. Tenge abdi Thimphu tetewa alus desa jo tete na nga chi charo be ong be deo.
She have 2 sons and 1 daughter. The 2 sons live in Thimphu city. Okay. One is working in government job. Then the other one is working in the tourism. And her daughter is at Australia right now. She's studying. Oh. And her niece is also at Australia right now. She's in 10th grade.
Yeah.
She's still studying.
is in Perth, Australia?
Yes, her daughter is at Perth, yeah. And the other one, niece, is at Canberra.
Oh, okay. Very popular for Bhutanese to go to Australia.
And her husband used to travel sometimes here and sometimes Thimphu.
Oh, okay, right.
He used to travel.
Yeah.
And she said that during the winter vacation, her grandchildren visit her. So you saw two kids.
Yes.
Like, oh, that one.
She's one of them and the boy.
Yeah.
So they visit her during the winter vacation or summer vacation.
Just a quick pause in the episode there. If you're enjoying the podcast and getting value from these conversations, one of the biggest ways you can support Winging It is by leaving a 5-star rating or review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening right now. It generally helps the show reach new listeners and keeps the podcast growing. And it's free and it only takes a few minutes. Alternatively, if you'd like to support the podcast in another way, you can also buy me a coffee over at buymeacoffee.com/winginit. It's a simple way to help cover hosting, gear, and the time that goes into creating these episodes. And I seriously appreciate every coffee that I receive. It's only $5. You can also head to winginittravelpodcast.com to book your travel through my affiliate links. That just means that if you book your flights, accommodation, or travel gear through those links, it helps support the podcast at no extra cost to you. And it allows me to keep sharing these stories from the road. And finally, if you know someone who loves travel, storytelling, or meaningful conversations, please share the podcast, whether that's by word of mouth, sending an episode to a friend, or posting it on social media. It really does make a huge difference. Right, let's get back into the episode. And my next question is, if you were to cook one meal for a guest, what would you cook?
지금도 또 배워진 또 집 참치를 저어진 아니 가서 주문로
참치장 주선에서 어찌야 다 이거고 힘나딩하기 아니 찌딩하기 힘도 또 배웠으면 마 이거디 같이 배우 아니 에 좋아라 태프라 힘도 또 배워서 삽지 배우 수시아 배우 다 배워진 아니 참치하기 힘도 또 배웠으면 마 te kachira saru magi jigo didi kachiberu magi lo chungi chusu chilera chungku chive debnara nga jigo benelo nami seme ani toi tele nigi apagi ajimchi ba amadi alumi te nam gundi nga ani amadu sake jau mate tani nga amada chika ani jigo benedi chungku galera nga nam seme jigo benelo ga le ani bra jigo benedi so ani vichi sevi
te shigo cheese go wa chinga cheese jo
go cheese go wa chin te sha sa me bo sin sha ra jo chu pe sha ma sa me bo sin te sabji
cheese
jo go chu te ngara bo sin ani jigo di sabji be ro ani sabji di me ga ani ga sha be ro ani misa ani sani se bo mo shi te ani bo na ngara bo chin ga gi phasha di misa phasha di masa wa lo khe chin ga de chi asi
She's saying that she has a very keen interest in cooking while she was very young, maybe around 12 to 13 years. When she was of that age, she was very interested in cooking. Parents were far away from the village, far away for the work and field.
Yeah.
She, her mother used to keep her with the grandmother, and she used to learn cooking from her. From then on, like, she had a keen interest in cooking, and she's saying that she can cook anything.
Yeah.
She doesn't eat pork, but she's saying that the one dish she would cook for the guest would be like according to their choice. If she said that she doesn't eat pork, but if she receive a guest who eats pork, want to eat pork, even though she doesn't eat, she would equally put in effort and make it delicious for the guest. Also, she's saying that if the one dish she would cook would be like, if the guest is vegetarian, she would cook vegetables. And if the guest is non-vegetarian, she would cook a non-veg dish for the guest.
Okay, my penultimate question after a coughing fit there is, why should someone visit Bhutan?
ta ngachi gi khona ngachi duge khamna ngo me di di khong gi khatul ka de ru ngachi khatul de ten da bom du de khona o machin ngachi gi khamna ta phi gi khab gi mi o machin gae mosh mi ba se na ngachi gi khap chung ku na khong om da tilen khona om da ngachi lu phen thobe te ngo bi ten da di te bom ra du ngachi da da gi khap chung ku din na lu kane be su min ba te mosh te khongi ngachi jap chur be be na te ani din am se me ten da ani be so me ka di che
she's saying that there's a very important question. She says that yes, tourists should visit Bhutan, and it has a very great impact for the society. What first reason she stated is she's saying that Bhutan is a small country. Tourism has really benefited the country as a whole. By providing job opportunities and income, source of income for the community as well as the country. She's saying that even the tourism has even helped a smaller community of villagers to start their livelihood through tourism by hosting just like our homestay. So she says that tourism like is a really great thing for Bhutan, and because it is some people's source of livelihood. So she's very thankful to His Majesty that villager like her, she got an opportunity to start a homestay. And basically, it's our king who has been marketing Bhutan to the world, so that such benefit has been getting to the people in the country. So she's very thankful to His Majesty also.
That's amazing. And can you ask her finally why someone should come to visit her in her home for a homestay?
Ani besu kane mi mushta nga che mena bi kha be tharin be be te anim chuaru ta chenge magi rangi thatham si le jinde ta ani hemagi ta ni ga chmo ta pe be ochin chenge magi nga chiri gi ani
le gi be
le milam gi ani zum be ji ani milam yu di be de nga chira ani chisup menga se gi
Hemagi lam lise. Lam lise disu hako subnime me nani chi.
Te ta timo da poro be wachin. Te tomka be hemagi lam lise disu kane mi. Te ta nga chi nalu bebe wachin na nga disa omachin. Ngegi nalu ani hemagi lam lise. Ta fu poma ka abe me di tare nga chi ki ani kongi lase si. Dile kong na om chum da. Nga chi ki hema nga chi ka abe me di tare kong lu. Ta hema be wa chi nga chi ni chum di su lava dung sa ume mo. Tika nga chi ani be sa yi se, ani su e lam du re kung lu. Te ten telen nga chi rigi ani te hema pom gi be mi gi. Lam du di su ati re kung lu ten be. Ten ngi khatula anim chi za gen be anim chi be su be.
She's saying that she has nothing to offer, but she's saying that one thing she's been believing so far is like whatever she is, the people all over the world she gets to meet, and it's all because of the karmic relations and bond. Since we being Buddhists, we always believe in karmic actions, karmic relationships and bonds. So she says that because of that reason, she is able to host the people around the world. And she's saying that why she, guest should visit her is yeah. Like she's saying that Thimphu Paro and other places are now
has turned into cities.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, this town area won't be able to provide the authentic living of Bhutanese society.
Yep.
So she says that if guests visit her, she would be able to give that authentic experience to the guest. Like in the past, people used to like basically earn their livelihood through farming and all. She can demonstrate that one, and she has been preserving all these past living standards, traditional way of living. So she would be able to, for example, you saw earlier churning milk, hot stone bath. And she says that she also teaches the guest to do farming. So basically, all in all, she would be able to provide that authentic Bhutanese experience and show the picture of how the Bhutanese societies lived in the past.
Well, I think she's very humble because I think this is an amazing experience. And can you say to her, thank you for hosting us, cooking for us, and showing me how to make cheese, milking the cows, cooking food, and for the hospitality has been amazing. Can you please pass that on and say thanks?
Ama khogilab deba che na ani da kha da English chap ma sub dibe shuru mo ama nami sami ani hinto tu dulo ani ta kazun chiten ani nami sami katok to do seme de amaluna mi seme kadin che ye seme na kholu mo da season ile ko so di de le ma to cho mo te na sabzi di su to ni di su pratin da amagi da chi ten ji me na ni su pratin ji me khona mi seme sem ga i lo de kholu na mo amagi na amagi chim na sha na bo be nam se me kadin che se me
ngi khatule bere nga gi bo be ma kho na chen be ngi na lo dam kha be be om me dilo na me se me kadin chi se ngi ma chi yan na ne zo me u na lo ko to ki be chen tu me dilo nga chi khatule nam se me ni kadi ga so yi se
She's saying that in fact, she has to say thank you to you because among all these places, you have chose this place and you chose to come to a village like this. And she's very honored to host you. And she's saying that basically you are giving her a source of income.
Mm.
And she's very thankful.
It's been the most pleasurable experience. And can you thank you for coming onto the podcast? And I hope people will hear this story and want to come to stay here for their experience in Bhutan. So that's what I hope to share with my audience. And then hopefully they'll come and stay with Amma.
Okay.
Okay.
Amagi amabesa ondo no irewa pomi se me midusugi da mo samling garna khogyan sa chi pha chu shimle garagi ngen do de midusu amabesa onchu se no be khogyan be 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 se me
lena me se me ka di che te khu anum chi be 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 na me de lunam se me ka di chi ta kara rangi ten da me te khu anum chi be ona de ta ani Midi tachi kongi ani beshle ani ki dinda didi toki be tikara ani be te ono iki milam garai.
She's thankful that you are advertising her to the world, and she's praying and hoping that she people get to hear her stories,
mm-hmm.
hear about her homestay, and she's praying more guests would come.
Let's hope. Yeah, that's the idea. Yeah. I'm sure they will. And I think with the promotion of the podcast episode and the YouTube,
mm-hmm.
hopefully there'll be more people coming. So, yeah, thanks so much. Thank you.
Kadinche.
And that's it for this episode on Winging It. I hope you took something from this episode, whether it sparked a new idea offered a different perspective or simply let you feel part of the journey. If you enjoyed it, leaving a quick rating or review on your podcast app really helps the show reach new listeners. And if you know someone who might connect with this episode, share it by word of mouth or social media. It makes a huge difference. Head to voiceescape.com for more amazing travel podcasts as well. And thanks so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. Until then, keep winging it.
Hey guys, Aaron Miller here from Armchair Explorer, and I just wanted to let you know that our new series is out now. We've got kite skiing across Antarctica, Aboriginal storytellers, and the craziest whitewater race in the world. We're going on a bucket list hike across Italy. We're going to the fjords of Norway in search of the Northern Lights, and lots, lots more. Our goal is to take you on the trip of a lifetime every single week. You can find Armchair Explorer on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you're listening right now, and at voiceescape.com.
The New York Times named the Frommer's Travel Podcast one of the 13 best for travel. Why did they like it? Well, they said, and I quote, "With charisma and candor, Pauline Frommer discusses the charms and ongoing transformations of places near and far, whether on the islands of Hawaii or on safari in Tanzania." Pretty nice, huh? We post new podcasts weekly, talking about travel from every angle. I hope you'll tune in.